do you want the Lord to say? Just a little while to sing it. Just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. And it's just a little more of trouble. No, oh, it is going to send all this pain. Well, this will get to heaven. We'll be right back.
But y'all don't know good church when y'all hear it. If you, if your foot ain't tapping, if your, if you ain't get you a little clap on, you, you don't know good church. If that ain't set you off, you don't even understand what good, good worship is. Man, I'm so grateful to have you all here with us today. Thank you so much for joining us for our daily love from Him above. Noonday prayer. We are overjoyed about what God is doing, how God has been done, doing things in our lives and for us. Man, I'm excited because I feel like God has taken our ministry, our lives to another level. Thank you so much, everybody that joined us yesterday for our worship service. We're still sowing today and this entire week for our first fruits offerings. We are continuing to do that. God has instructed us to do what we can. We have a set goal in mind, and I believe that God is going to allow us to reach that goal. Thank you so much, everyone that sold on yesterday. Thank you so much that came in and helped us out with that. The ways that you can give, if you feel led to give, these are the ways that you can give: through Cash App, text to give. You can give through our app, all of those ways. Thank you so much for those that partner with us and are with us every day. Thank you so much for being here. Our series for the month of February is Refocus. We're talking about getting our focus back into the things of God and how and where God would have us to be. Our scripture today is Philippians 3 and 12. And it says this, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of what that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But I press on, watch this, to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. What is that trying to tell you? I'm glad y'all asked. Y'all asking real good questions on this Monday afternoon. I need two or three people to put it out. He's not finished yet. He's not finished. Yet he's not finished yet. The writer of Philippians says it so clearly. Not that I've had it. Not that I got it. Not that I got all of this stuff together. Not that I've clarified it. Not that I've gotten my life together. Not that I've done everything right. Not that everybody that I've been in interactions with have left with a good taste in their mouth for me. Not that I've lived holy and righteous and not messed up. He's not done with me yet. There's some places I still like to go. There's some things I still like to do. There's some words I like to say. There's some activities that I still find enjoyable. Not that I have it all together, but watch this, y'all. This is where the focus is. Is that, but guess what? Not that I've arrived at my goal, but I press toward the mark. Hey, y'all, sometimes I feel like I'm suffering from a battle of bipolarism, because there's a person inside of me and there's me. There's the person inside of me that wants to do what he wants to do. There's a person inside of me that he hadn't met the goals that I wanted to meet. He has no intentions on meeting them. But then there's another side of me that says, I'm going to leave that old me behind and I'm going to press. That word press, it literally means to go forward. It's the same word they used in Mark 5 when the woman pressed behind Jesus. He pressed her way. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, that this run, this marathon, this time of belief and this time of faith. Guess what, y'all? This is the first day of Black History Month. And this is why I'm doing this on today, because some of us need to understand that, yeah, we've been fighting this fight. It started off as civil rights. Now we're marching, and now we're trying to demand that which we have. We now have a president that have put more African Americans in key positions than any other president before him. And I am so happy to tell you that. But guess what? Don't get subtle. Don't get comfortable. Don't think that just because you've achieved something that you've achieved everything. Not that I've attained it. Not that I've gotten to where I needed to be. Don't think that this the little bit of success that you have achieved has come to you into this season and you have gotten all that you can. Don't get that in your head. Not that I've already obtained. God don't have it together. But guess what? I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Watch this. I'm fighting to hold on to God because God's been fighting to hold on to me. Y'all not trying to hear me. I pushed all of that to say it. He's not done with me yet. But guess what, y'all? I'm keep holding on to him because he kept holding on to me. I've had people walk out on me because they found out stuff about me. But I came to tell you, y'all, I feel it in my voice on today. I came to tell you, I don't care about what other people say. I don't care about what other people got going on. I don't care. How y'all doing in the comments? I don't care about none of the stuff that other people came to hurt and harm me. I came to tell somebody that needed to hear a word from God today. Don't let where you are come in and take advantage and harm and hurt you. Get to a place in God where you can say, I'm holding on to him because he held on to me. Whew. The old saint said it like this. I love him because he first, I feel like preaching in here today. He loved me. I ain't together. I ain't got it all together. I ain't always right. But by the grace of God, I hold on and I press toward the mark because I'm going to get to a place in God where he can see me on the other side. I thank you. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to get out of here. I just need two or three people in the comments to say, I'm pressing, I'm pressing, I'm pressing, I'm pressing. I refuse to stay here any longer. I refuse to give up. I refuse to let where I am. I refuse to let success keep me stale. Y'all need to hear that. Because see, some of us, the worst thing that can happen to you is to succeed at something. Because the moment you succeed, you feel like that's it. That you don't need to do anything else. But I need somebody to come in and say, I might have made a step, but I ain't stopping. I might have been in a struggle, but I ain't stopping. You can't stop me. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm focused on where I'm going. Not that I have it together, but I'm going to take hold to that that took hold of me. Because he first loved me. He first loved me. Let's go to God in prayer. God, I love you. God, I thank you. I honor you. I adore you. I place all of that other stuff out of reach and out of mind, out of sight. God, you're worthy. You're worthy of all of the glory, all of the praise. I thank you for that, God. God, I thank you for your people. I thank you for your power. I thank you for the clarity and conviction of your word and your will in my life. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And God, we claim it and call it done in Jesus' name. God, when other people left, you didn't leave us, God. You stayed right there with us the whole time. And God, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Again, y'all, thank you so much that joined us. If you want to help us reach our goal for our first fruits offering, you can give in these ways. I'm out. See us out, Pastor Pettis.
What's this? 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 What's